It's only been in the last few years that scientists have realized that pronghorn, elk, and mule deer are migrating rugged terrain over hundreds of miles to reach the best grazing around Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. It is almost impossible to conceive what these animals endure on those journeys. But that's what wildlife photographer Joe Reese set out to document through pictures. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards talked to him about his new book, Yellowstone Migrations, and how he got into photography in the first place.
I grew up in South Dakota, and I grew up in a family who hunted for our food, you know, pheasants and deer, and that's really where my fascination with wildlife started. And then I went to school at the University of Wyoming, and then that's when I really got into the wildlife science and got interested in wildlife research.
Yeah. And so you came to the university, and there was the beginnings of this new understanding of how vast these migrations were. How did you end up getting involved in finding your way into wanting to take photographs and document that?
You know, my first action, I guess, was just to look up on Google and see what the migrations look like, you know, just because I couldn't really have that picture in my mind of what these animals look like when they were migrating. And at the time, there just wasn't any images of them. No one had put in the time, to really document that process of migration. So that's what I set out to do, is make the first pictures of that pronghorn antelope migration from the Tetons down into southwestern Wyoming.
What was your vision for a better way to capture what those animals experience and put people in the place of the animal and give them a sense of what they go through on these migrations?
Yeah, so the pictures that I saw that were captioned migration, you know, for the most part, they were animals grouped up and they were running away from something. And I guess I knew that that's not what migration is. I don't think animals, you know, are running full speed like that during migration. So I needed to figure out, you know, first of all, what migration looks like. And then I needed to figure out how to photograph it. So, you know, the first thing I realized, I guess, was that I was having an impact on the migration. You know, that these animals were seeing me, they were sensing me well before I saw them. So that's when I started to learn how to use camera traps. So, you know, just a normal camera that I set up, but except that I'm not there, and animals trigger the camera through motion. So, and that kind of gives me the opportunity to put the camera in the most ideal place that I can imagine. So, you know, right alongside the trail, kind of at a low angle, so it feels like you're sitting there with the animals, and then also I can lessen my impact. So that's really what I did for the majority of 2 years. I set up cameras along the different pronghorn trails with the goal of showing them migrating. One thing I also wanted to do was show some of the threats to the migration. So, you know, the roads and the fences and the housing developments. And the camera traps really allowed me to show, you know, the problems with fences.
And once you got into documenting the experience of, for instance, elk and deer, and realizing that they were making these journeys into some real wilderness, well, then that took you into this wilderness. How did you get out there? What was your life like trying to capture this journey?
Well, at the beginning, it was very lonely because I was working solo, you know, and so for the pronghorn and the mule deer work, that's mostly in the upper Green River Basin, so I was driving. I was mostly living in the back of my truck. And then for the elk work, which has been this past 4 years, that is mainly over in Cody in this the southern Absarokas. And that's all backcountry work, so it's all horse and mule. And so that's, you know, much more wilderness experience. I'm working directly with the outfitters in the Cody area, you know, living in wall tents, that type of thing.
Do you mind telling me, you know, just some of anecdotes about capturing some of your favorite photographs?
It's like Christmas, I guess, looking in the back of the camera, you know, to see what I got. You know, probably my favorite image now is it's a picture of an elk calf following its mother up a 11,000-foot slope on its first migration. It's about 3 weeks old. Its mouth is open. It just got done swimming the South Fork of the Shoshone River. You know, it is what migration look. I mean, that is the essence of migration. You know, it's all about the calves, really. And that was a spot that I found in 2014. And then I worked that spot for 2 months during the spring migration, and I didn't get the picture I wanted. So I returned back in 2015 and was there that whole summer as well. And then I think it was like July 14th, I showed up to the camera, and that's a camera that's about 8 miles from the trailhead. So it's all horse and mule in to check the camera, and I checked it. And at 10 in the morning, a few days prior, there was a large group of cows and calf elk, and they passed right by my camera, and there was a whole bunch of calves in the herd, and they had their mouths open. It was a hot summer morning, and just right there I knew that was the one frame that will become, you know, my favorite picture of the whole project, and it has been.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards speaking with wildlife photographer Joe Reese.